Despicable, says one texter. Martin McGuinness and his party are holding this country to ransom. Totally disgusting. The situation surrounding the maize issue makes me sick. Bill and Derry, the politicians here, seem to take the view that Northern Ireland comes second, while it is in their own interest to vote gather on a sectarian ticket. I think they do what they think is good for themselves, but politically they are useless. Gerry in West Belfast on the Long Cash Air Show. Unionists need to learn that every action has an opposite and equal reaction. Barney in Dunmurry. Geoffrey doesn't care. As you said, it's point scoring. This is really obvious. Here's Kelly. Morning, Kelly.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
I think that this country is never going to progress any further than where we are now. If our, and I use this word very, very loosely, politicians continue to use green and orange politics to point score off another on a constant basis.
But is it a big, you see, here's one of the big questions this morning, Kelly. When they are on the likes of this programme, arguing as they are from their positions, is that a vote winner for them? Does that actually get them votes? Now, you're going to tell me it doesn't. I'll tell you
I wonder. Would say it does.
Exactly.
I would say it does.
Precisely.
So
why
are so many people in this country who can't see further than the end of their nose that there is actually a world outside green and orange politics. There is something else to do. But people don't see that because it's a mindset.
Kelly's just dropped off. Leslie and Balnahinch. Morning, Leslie.
Stephen, Sinn Féin, they'll not give you a straight answer. Now, you see, Peter Robinson, in the quietness of his holiday, he realised he made a mistake. And he was accused of giving in to extreme unionism. But he didn't give in to extreme unionism. He's seen the tears of those people at that Republican parade at Castle Derg. And it moved him. He realised he made a mistake. So, but Sinn Féin will not allow anyone to rectify a mistake. You know what I mean? They will not even allow a band in Belfast to that has apologised. You know what I mean? There's no give with them. They speak with a forked tongue. They have a forked mind. And the best way forward is just to forget about the maize. Because there's something very sinister about Sinn Féin demanding this peace centre to go ahead. Because it will be a shrine. We need to forget about the maize and start fresh. Because this is, you see, it's not in Sinn Féin's interest for Northern Ireland to succeed. Because it would thwart their plan for Northern Ireland. You know? There needs to be drastic change and real change. The politicians need to get together and realise that...
Well, people like Martin McGuinness would say that he's put his life on the line to try to make this country succeed.
Yeah,
that's what he would say.
Yeah, but you see, I mean, you can't go on like this.
Martin McGuinness said he would die for the peace process.
Yeah, that's what they say and what they do, you know. I mean, you look at it this way. Would Sinn Féin go ahead if the wider Republican community reneged on this? No, I don't think they would. But they want to shove something down your throat. Now, I'm not a real supporter of the DUP, but I must stick by Peter Robinson and Geoffrey Donaldson here, you know? They are right.
Have a listen to this text. It says, I'm a history and politics student. I have a huge interest in politics. But after listening to that interview, I realised I was totally right not to vote in the last election. People in Northern Ireland are being ignored because of petty politics. I'm disgusted. The only person who spoke any sense was the man from the charity, says this person, who's essentially saying it's the people that are being put second by these politicians.
Stephen, the wider unionist people do not support this. So why does Sinn Féin insist on it going ahead? Peter Robinson realised he made a mistake. He's only human. Presidents, prime ministers make mistakes, but there's no give with Sinn Féin. That's my point. There's no give. So... either way, if we're going to go ahead with the maize, flatten that area where Bobby Sands died in, and then see what happens. That'll prove that the Sinn Féin don't want to go ahead with it. Flatten that particular building.
Well, you've got a situation here where Sinn Féin said there was a deal. The DUP saying
exactly.
It was a proposal. It wasn't a deal. You know, if you like to look at it, Sinn Féin and the DUP had a marriage, and Peter sent for a divorce by fax from America.
But even if it was, Peter Robinson realised when he seen the tears of those people at Castle Derg, the wider unionist people that he just, with all the hustle and bustle of what goes on in politics, he realised in the quietness and contemplation, he realised he made a mistake and it moved him, it bothered his conscience. But Sinn Féin, there's no give. There's no give with them whatsoever.